Afghan national freed under Biden program arrested after TikTok bomb threat in Fort Worth. By Bob Price on November 29, 2025. An Afghan national admitted to the United States under President Biden's Operation Allies Welcome Resettlement Program was arrested this week after posting a TikTok video in which he appeared to be building a bomb and referenced Fort Worth as a target, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin reported the arrest of Mohammed Dawood Alakose, saying he allegedly posted a video on TikTok threatening to blow up a building in Fort Worth, Texas, area with a bomb. The Texas Department of Public Safety and the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force teamed up to make the arrest on charges of making terroristic threats. Just one day before the terrorist attack against ART National Guard, another Afghan national who was paroled into the United States under Biden's Operation Allies Welcome was arrested for threatening to blow up a building in Fort Worth. Mohammed Dawood Alakose posted a video. pic.twitter.com/kkg6a2ikl. Tricia McLaughlin, at Tricia, Ohio, November 29, 2025. Alakose is an Afghan national who was pardoned into the U.S. by the Biden administration. His arrest came one day prior to the vicious attack on two West Virginia National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. by another Afghan national. The ABC6 in Dallas reported that Alakose was booked into the Tarrant County Jail on November 25. On November 28, President Donald Trump declared he was going to end all migration from third world countries, Breitbart Texas reported. Trump's action came in response to the assassination of West Virginia National Guardsman Sarah Beckstrom and the wounding of Guardsman Andrew Wolf. This heinous assault was an act of evil, and an act of hatred, and an act of terror, Trump said in a video on Thanksgiving night. It was an act against our entire nation, it was a crime against humanity. This attack underscores the single greatest national security threat facing our nation, the president continued. We must now re-examine every single alien who has entered our country from Afghanistan under Biden. And we must take all necessary action to remove any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country. We are not going to put up with these kinds of assaults on law and order by people who shouldn't even be in our country, Trump added. In a Truth Social post on Thanksgiving, Trump stated that his administration will remove anyone who is not a net asset to the United States, or is incapable of loving our country, and all federal benefits and subsidies to non-citizens of our country, denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility, and deport any foreign national who is a public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. These goals will be pursued with the aim of achieving a major reduction in illegal and disruptive populations, including those admitted through an unauthorized and illegal auto-open approval process. Only reverse migration can fully cure this situation, he concluded. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.